So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, always having fun and making a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right, welcome to this video. Today we have a very special guest joining us today, Davy Maher, who is a hormone expert and women's health expert, and joining us today. How are you doing today, man?
I'm good. Thanks for meeting up. I'm looking forward to this chat.
Yes, I'm looking forward as well, because you are a true expert when it comes to all things weight loss, fat loss for women over 40. But maybe you can start introducing yourself. What's your background and what do you do?
Yeah, my company's name is Davy Maher Fitness. I'm known as Davy. I've been a personal trainer since 2012, but I've been in the online space since 2016. So me and my team, we help women over 40 optimize their health, their hormones, their metabolism to lose weight permanently. We do this through personalized nutrition training, comprehensive testing and lab reviews. So my background is personal training, biomechanics, nutrition and exercise science, and pharmacology and endocrinology.
Very cool. Very cool. And today we would like to talk about a topic that is, just something that a lot of women specifically struggle with. I mean, men as well, but women specifically. Today we want to talk about stubborn belly fat, right? How do you get rid of stubborn belly fat as a woman? And what are some of the biggest mistakes that we see that women are making? And in our coaching program, in our plant-based program, we also have a lot of women who make these mistakes and are unfortunately losing out on results, losing out on progress and being stuck. I mean, you probably have seen this as well, the woman you talk to, they're stuck for years at a time, right? Yeah. For 5 years, for even for 10 years. And we want you to not waste your years and waste your time. We want you to do the right thing right after this video. So do you want to start with the first mistake that you see women making?
Yeah, I guess number one would be nutrition for me. I think the majority of women that we see coming to us are simply not eating enough. They're genuinely under eating. They're stuck in this cycle, as you said, of going from diet to diet and that quick fix mindset. So they're not fueling their body correctly. And, you know, the long-term consequences of under-eating can be down-regulation of sex hormones, down-regulation of metabolism. So nutrition for sure is, they're not eating enough food and the quality of food, in my opinion. It's just not up to scratch.
So a lot of women are kind of afraid of eating enough, right? They think that calories are bad for them, or that they should like eat as little as possible. They're trying to lose weight, which is not the case, right? Calories are a good thing. Yeah. Food, high quality food is a good thing for you. Obviously, if you're trying to lose belly fat or weight in general, you need to lower your calorie intake, that's for sure. But it doesn't mean you should starve yourself, right?
Exactly, yeah. So what works best for our clients is maybe 6 months of the year they spend eating at their maintenance calorie level. Everything, all the good things happen when you eat more foods, like your hormone health, your metabolism is in a better place, you have more energy, you have more strength in the gym. So 6 months of the year should be, in my opinion, focused on just building muscle, you know, increasing your calories. The other 6 months, you can go into that deficit, but you need to structure your nutrition over a long period. Like what we do, what works best is different phases of dieting over a 12-month period. So obviously you have a fat loss phase to lose that stubborn belly fat, but you've also a diet break. You have a reverse dieting phase and, of course, the maintenance phase. This needs to be structured over a 12-month period to get sustainable results.
So you're saying that a woman shouldn't spend like months and months and months or even years dieting, eating low calories. I really agree with that. And what does it do to a woman's body if they eat at a maintenance calorie level?
Yeah, when they're eating more food, we see like the biofeedback we look at is like sleep. They're sleeping better. They're less stressed. They're hitting personal bests in the gym. You know, they're building muscle. And the more muscle a woman has, she's less likely to have osteoporosis later on in life, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, which is type 3 diabetes as well. So,
yeah, that's good. That's really good. So again, if you're a woman watching this, don't be afraid to eat more food and do a diet breaks, which basically means increasing your calorie intake to a maintenance level where you're not in a deficit, you're not in a surplus. And that can, like you said, improve your sleep, improve your recovery, and also reset your hormone levels, right? Which we maybe talk about later. So what other mistakes have you seen women make? Maybe the second mistake women make when it comes to
eating. This is specifically for women over 40, is excessive amounts of cardio. I'm not anti-cardio. Cardio is fantastic for your heart, your lungs, your mind. But for a woman, I mean, in her 40s, she's losing her hormones. She's losing her muscle mass. So excessive amounts of cardio can lead to high cortisol in a woman. Like when cortisol goes up, progesterone, which is your calming hormone, goes down. Progesterone keeps estrogen in check. When those three hormones are out of whack, a woman will gain most of her body fat around her belly.
So in a paradox way, doing more cardio or excessive amount of cardio is actually counterproductive.
Yeah, it's low energy availability, it's called. When a woman is under-fueling her body and she's all this energy going out, but she doesn't have the energy coming in, she's burning the candle at both ends. I see it all the time. It's just the body's in survival mode. It's just, it will not burn belly fat. You will not lose weight.
Yes.
So you need to, all your hormones, everything internally has to be operating optimally.
Yes.
You know, food, training, stress, sleep. It's a stressor to the body. Dieting is a stressor to the body. Mm-hmm. Excessive amounts of cardio is a stressor to the body. So they should focus more on strength training, I would recommend. You know, instead of this calorie burning mindset, they should be like build muscle or maintain muscle mindset.
Very good.
So I would suggest, look, if a woman is doing spinning classes or F45 boot camps, not to completely cut it out. No, because she probably finds that fun. I'd say cut back.
Mm-hmm.
But focus more on strength training and mobility, flexibility work. Like low intensity training is fantastic, like walking, swimming, yoga.
Amazing. So you're not saying that women shouldn't like be active, right? They need to be active to lose fat and build muscle, but more so switch to strength training plus some lower intensity stuff like yoga. What do you think of Pilates actually?
Pilates is good as well. I mean, it's low intensity. It's not a stressor to the body. And, you know, runners, there's nothing wrong with runners. Fantastic. But you ever see the physique of a runner?
Yeah.
You know, they don't have much muscle on them. You need muscle later on in life. Like I say to some of the clients, you have a choice. I mean, you can stay where you are doing cardio, but you may end up skinny fat because you've no muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And later on in life, you may be prone to bones breaking or osteoporosis. So it's super important to prioritize strength training.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, you're not building an asset when you're doing cardio only, right? You might burn some extra calories in that moment, but then you're not building any muscle. And when you build muscle, it's like an asset for you, which will work for you the rest of your life, like an investment almost, right? Like you reap benefits for the rest of your life when you build muscle mass.
The greatest anti-aging product a woman can do is strength training, build muscle.
Yes, especially also have cellulite, right? If you want to like, if women want to tone up, I think there are some women also afraid of strength training. They want to look too bulky. What do you say to that? I don't want to look like a man.
Yeah, that's completely, it's a myth. So unless they're injecting themselves with testosterone, they're not going to get big and bulky. So
it's a different hormonal makeup than a man.
Like every woman wants to get toned, okay? What does toned mean? It means a low body fat percentage with some muscle definition. So they need to, it's so important to prioritize strength training. Like the rep range, 5 to 10 reps.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Awesome. Right on. So cardio, don't do excessive amounts, right? If you enjoy your group classes, still do them, but try to combine it with strength training for the best results. So what is the third mistake that women are making?
I think having a quick fix mindset. You know, the quicker the weight comes off, the quicker it comes back on and more. So, yeah, I mean, you will, if you go into a severe calorie deficit, maybe 900 calories a day, you will lose weight. Yeah, of course. But you'll rebound. I mean, when they go back eating normal food, you know, they'll gain the weight back. So you have to prioritize, like, look at it long term. Mm-hmm. You know, slow and steady wins the race. So always, in my opinion, start off with a small calorie deficit, maybe 10%.
The quick fix mentality, wanting to lose weight in 30 days, 10 pounds in 30 days. And we've also seen this for women who come to us for help. What you do when you do these aggressive diets, these quick fix diets, is you really damage your metabolism, right? Can you maybe talk more, share more on that? How does our metabolism or female metabolism work? And how is it maybe affected by these quick fix programs or diets, I guess?
Yeah, so first of all, our metabolism is a moving target. So we always like to start off our clients on as high calories as possible, because over time, when you're in a deficit, it does downregulate your metabolism. Like, you may maintain your weight at 1800, but over time, if you stay in a deficit, it slowly goes down. That's why we like to introduce diet breaks, because it's like more carbohydrates for a week period. It gives them peace of mind, and it gives them more energy and just a nice break from the stressors of dieting.
Yes.
So everyone's metabolism is different.
Makes sense. What do you think of cheat days?
I think they have their part, yes. But again, it depends on the client.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is prone to disordered eating or binge eating, that may work against them. But it has to be structured. It has to be under the supervision of a coach. You know, accountability is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it could be a free-for-all kind of, you know, binge eating episodes. But cheat days have their place. I think we should call it
refeed day.
Yeah, refeed day is more. Yeah. I like that better. A cheat day.
Yeah, refeed day is a bit different in a way that it's not about just eating whatever you want. It's about increasing your calories strategically and having more carbs specifically.
Exactly.
Because that will then, again, reset your hormone levels, especially as you're dieting, like your hunger hormones, right? Ghrelin and all these hormones, they kind of are not as effective anymore, and you will be hungrier as you keep dieting, keep getting leaner. So if you do a refeed day or two refeed days, or even a diet break, then that will get reset, and you can continue losing fat after. But it's a great point, important one. If you're struggling with stubborn belly fat or stubborn fat in general, having a quick fix mentality, hey, let me fix this in 2 weeks, let me get rid of the belly fat, in 2 weeks I'll do cardio every day, 900 calories, is, like you say, it's going to make you lose weight, but you're going to lose muscle in the process, you're going to damage your metabolism in the process, and you're probably going to get sick in the process as well, and then you start from zero, and that makes no sense, right? Mm-hmm. So rather be consistent and go consistently to keep the belly fat off, because then it also stays off, right? If you do it consistently better.
There's nothing wrong with bringing calories down low, as long as you have a plan to bring them back up. I mean, what's needed for fat loss? It is a calorie deficit, yeah. I genuinely have to bring women down to 1,000 calories to get that stubborn belly fat off for maybe 2 weeks. But then we actually strategically, incrementally brought them back up. We reversed them back up. A lot of people are unaware of what a reverse diet is or nutritional periodization. They just do these quick fixes and they gain all the weight back.
Yeah.
They're not educated.
Exactly. What other mistakes have you seen? Maybe the fourth mistake.
I think just internally, I don't think many people know what's going on. Like, insulin resistance is a huge thing. You see on our clients lab work, like their A1C, they're pre-diabetic, their glucose, their insulin. The body, when it's not optimal, functioning optimal, is like, it's not going to burn belly fat. So that's actually easily reversible, insulin resistance, just by eating more fiber, just by lifestyle changes, you can actually reverse, bring your blood sugar to a sound.
Mm-hmm.
Inflammation as well. We see on our blood work, our clients' blood work, inflammatory markers, homocysteine, C-reactive protein. Again, it's just cleaning up their diet by eating quality foods, real food, can actually bring down inflammation.
Mm-hmm. What kind of foods would you recommend, I guess, for women who are trying to push the insulin and lower the inflammation?
I'm a big fan of the Mediterranean diet. It's my style of eating. Me and my wife apply to ourselves. It's basically, it's good healthy fats, like nuts, seeds, avocado, seafood. I love seafood. That works best for anyone that has hormonal issues, inflammation, blood sugar issues.
Yes.
Just high fiber, man. High fiber.
High fiber, right? Yep.
The majority of our clients aren't eating enough fiber or protein.
That's a good point. And that's also why a plant-based diet is, I mean, it's kind of similar to a Mediterranean diet, just without the fish, obviously. And plant-based foods is obviously very high in fiber. The whole grains, the seeds, the nuts, the lentils, the beans, the legumes, the fruit. I mean, that's all the amazing foods that are high in fiber and also very anti-inflammatory, right? I see a lot of plant-based people, though, especially women, what they do wrong is they don't pay attention to omega-3, right? Because you mentioned seafood, it's amazing, but vegan people don't get their seafood, so they usually lower in omega-3s. And even though they might opt for flax seeds or chia seeds, they are not as bioavailable with their omega-3, with EPA and DHA, as seafood, for example. So I always like to recommend vegans to take an omega-3-based supplement, algae-based, which is very anti-inflammatory and very good for everything, right? For your brain, for your recovery. So that's what I like to add there as well. But definitely in plant-based foods, high in fiber, very important and very healthy.
For sure, yeah.
So then what would you say is the next mistake that we're making?
I think the modern woman is so busy. I mean, she has her high-performing job. She's looking after her kids. She has to cook for her husband. She's always on the go. And she's not focusing on herself. Like, she's not making herself a priority. So she's under a lot of stress. So stress management is crucial for every woman over 40 who wants to lose belly fat sustainably. And sleep. The fact is, majority of humans are not getting enough sleep in this day and age. You know, when you're not getting enough sleep, it upsets your circadian rhythm. And you know, the next day you're just too tired, you're not motivated, you reach for sugary foods. Yeah. So it's a vicious cycle.
So what does stress do to a woman's body?
Stress, when a woman is under stress, she basically, she's in a fight or flight mode. Everything is just not performing optimally internally. I'm talking about cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. Okay, so when cortisol is high, a whole cascade effects happens. Like, her sex hormones get downregulated. This progesterone is her calming hormone. It gets bottomed out. Okay? So progesterone keeps estrogen in check. So when estrogen is out of whack, all those three hormones result in storing belly fat.
Mm. Got it. So stress leads to storing body fat through cortisol. And how would you kind of approach that then? Because like you say, people have busy lives, right? They have family, they have a career. So is the solution to meditate more? Or how would you kind of approach that? How would you help a woman like that, I guess?
Yeah, so how you would balance cortisol levels is, number one, nutrition. No, we don't recommend fasting. Okay, we need to evenly spread out their meals across the day. So that's good for blood sugar levels. In the morning, we'd recommend walking, just getting some vitamin D in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't look at your phone straight away when you wake up. Then you'd have like a wind down routine before bed. No blue light. No, read a book. It's super important to have that wind down routine before bed. Just eating more, again, fiber and protein and more calories in general will have.
Yes, exactly. Because if you have a stressful life and then you're also eating like very low calories for a prolonged period of time, your body's just complete survival mode.
Yeah,
exactly. And it will just hold on to water and make you feel even worse, like a downward spiral almost, right?
It's crucial.
And then add in coffee maybe as well. Caffeine.
I would cut out caffeine. Because, you know, stimulants can put you into that fight or flight response as well. So switch to decaf.
Mm-hmm.
Switch to matcha. Some supplements do help. Like magnesium is fantastic if you have the correct magnesium before bed. It really does work for gut health as well and for, mm-hmm. for helping you sleep. Vitamin B6, all the B vitamins are fantastic as well. Maca, I think everyone, man and woman, should be taking maca. It's fantastic for hormone health, for energy, for general well-being.
Interesting. What does it do?
It's derived from the Peruvian maca root in South America.
Mm-hmm.
I take it in my smoothies. It's great for, fantastic for libido, actually, and balancing hormones. It's really a super food, so they say.
Interesting. I got to try that.
Yeah.
I haven't had it in a long time, actually. I like that. That sounds good. So when it comes to maybe a plant-based woman out there that maybe they want to reduce their meat intake or want to eat less animal products, what should they pay attention to, like, generally when it comes to maximizing their fat loss through a plant-based diet and also maximizing their hormones, I guess?
Yeah, I think the quality of the plant-based protein is crucial. So I'm sure, I mean, you're the expert in this. I'm sure there's a lot of garbage out there.
Yes.
They're using vegan protein as a marketing tool, but you really have to get some natural-based plant protein. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're obviously lacking in certain nutrients as well from animal protein. So it's crucial that vitamin B12, maybe supplement with vitamin B12.
Mm-hmm.
Iron as well is huge. Maybe an iron supplement, or what foods are high in iron? Like leafy greens are yep. crucial. Chickpeas.
But it is true. It is true that especially plant iron is not as well absorbed as animal-based iron. So maybe taking a supplement or really pay attention to your iron and also just eating variety of leafy greens, chickpeas, legumes. But again, a lot of vegans or people in general don't necessarily want to plug in their diet into a chronometer and like count the iron. So I'm a big fan of taking a multi-mineral or multivitamin to not just cover iron, but also cover other nutrients like B12 and calcium as well, right? How important is calcium?
Calcium is huge. As a woman grows older, she's more susceptible to osteoporosis. It's from her low estrogen in her body. So supplementing with calcium or calcium-based foods would be crucial, in my opinion, for all women in perimenopause and postmenopause.
Yes, very good, very good. So at the same time, you touched on premenopause, perimenopause. That's obviously a whole different topic for a different video, right?
Yeah.
But looking at the topic of women over 40 trying to lose stubborn belly fats, trying to get healthy, we've covered a lot of mistakes now, which is amazing and has been really helpful, hopefully. If you'd have to like break it down, like summarizing it, what should they pay attention to in general to really maximize results?
Okay, so instead of focusing on excessive amounts of cardio and under fueling your body, under eating and this quick fix mindset, switch to more of, I need to balance my blood sugar levels. I need to reduce my inflammation. I need to build or maintain muscle. I need to focusing on strength training and low intensity exercises like mobility, flexibility, and patience, of course. It's a cliche. Yeah. Consistency and patience. Because what worked for a woman in her 30s is not going to work for her in her 40s, that's for sure. It takes a different approach.
Yes. We see this a lot as well with our people we help. It's what we get a lot is, hey, my body doesn't want to follow along anymore. I'm still doing all the things, but it just doesn't work as well anymore like it used to. I'm doing the same things I did in my 20s or even 30s, but now it stopped working. Because a lot of the time, they're not lazy, right? They're actually doing things.
I think we live in the age of instant gratification. Mm-hmm. You know, the Uber Eats mindset, the Amazon Prime, I mean, you receive everything in 2 or 3 days. So people aren't prepared to put the hard work in, the dedication, the commitment. They just want results now. It's just, it backfires massively, and they're stuck in this endless cycle, you know, for the rest of their lives. These cheap programs that maybe $100, but they're doing the same program every January for 50 years. It adds up. They're not prepared to just do it once. Invest in your health once. Get a proper coach and team that specialize in hormone health. That they have coaches, women who have been through what they've been through, the hormonal issues. They need to look at it that way.
Amazing. Amazing. Thanks so much for sharing that. So where can people find you and your
program? I guess you can find me. I'm most active on my Instagram, Davy Maher Fitness. We have 2 pages. We have one main page, obviously, but one for the client transformations, which is called Davy Maher Transformations.
Very cool. Yeah, I can vouch for him. His content is amazing. I've learned a lot about the female body and hormones and health, and that's our mission, right? We want to help people not just lose the belly fat, the stubborn fat, but also do it in a way that's healthy and sustain the long term, a lifestyle change. And you're doing great things, man. So
thanks. Like a lot of people see me as a guy working with women, they're like, I do get a lot of comments saying, what do you know about women's health? Like, while I may never experience menopause myself, my extensive training and the combined expertise of the experienced women on my team who have navigated these hormonal issues ensures comprehensive care. Like, our shared goal is to help and guide women through this phase of life. And I am proud of the results that we've achieved over the last 12 years.
Awesome work, man. Yeah, great stuff. And if you need help, then you know where to find him and where to find the results. If it was helpful, then please do leave a comment below if you got something good out of this and learned something. It really helps the channel grow and helps us get more amazing guests on here. And leave a thumbs up as well and subscribe. So thanks so much for watching. I will see you in the next video.
Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.